Mishlei Perek Tetzvav. Let's go. We're going to try to do a lot today. We're going to try to get into the second book over here. Manurach Yoshev Chema. A soft answer turns away any anger. Dvar Etzav Yala off. But if you start speaking in such a way, whatever it is, all you're going to do is, you know, get angry. Angry at people, whatever it is. It's more like you raise your voice, the other guy's going to raise his voice. It's like, what do they call it? When you start going escalation. When you escalate, then of course the other person is going to escalate. And on the other hand, right, Dvar Etzav Meshev Manurach Yoshev Chema. Usually you can take care of anything thing when you're just quiet. Can you imagine a guy screaming at you and you're just like, I hear you? It just stops everything. There's nothing that can happen when you're about that. So there's something to that when it comes down to it. Lashon Chacham Tetiv Das, the language, the tongue of the Chachamim is knowing how to use knowledge well. But the mouth of fools, they speak out just foolishness. In other words, you know when to speak and when not to say something. You turn it over and over in your mouth. So you go over it again and again and again so that you know what you're supposed to do and what you're not supposed to do. That's the idea behind it in Pasuk Beis. Pasuk Gimel, B'chol Malkim Eni Hashem Tzofos, the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in every single place, Roim V'Tovim, they keep watch on both things that are evil and things that are good. They watch over everything over here. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, meaning, Hashem is looking at those people who are evil and seeing if they're continuing in their evil or they're doing just, you know, whatever. Are they continuing in their good or are they not? That's the idea behind it. Marpe Lashon Eitz Chaim, the healing of the tongue is a tree of life. When a person works on his tongue and doesn't speak Lashon Hara and no longer gets involved in that evil stuff, that's Eitz Chaim. Only good things come from that. Selef Ba. But if you have deviousness, Sheva Beruach. It is a wound to everything you have. And that's the idea behind it. If we say, whenever a person needs to say something that sometimes is hard to hear, so you should say it in a way that's more generally speaking, right? Speak of it in more of a general term so that people don't hear anything direct. That's probably the best thing to be able to do when it comes down to it, right? That's the real idea behind what it means.
What about Muslim? Is that a different thing?
Even so, right? Mar Pelushin, if a person says it in a softer way, that will be a lot easier.
But
in fact,
it has to be direct.
Some say that Marpe over here with an Aleph really is Mar Merafelashon Eitz Chaim. You want to be able to be true and whatever, say it in a softer tone. Now, of course, if the guy keeps doing it, then you get harsher and harsher and stronger, that's for sure. But for right now, it doesn't have to be in that fashion. Evel Yinatz Musar Aviv, a fool despises the Musar of his dad. Vishomer Tochachas Yarim, but a person who listens to the Tochacha, keeps it for himself, that guy is really, really smart because he'll know when to do it, when not to do it. Besadachos and Rav, in the house of a Tzadik, there's tremendous treasure. It's not about like the money that he has, because obviously the Tzadik might not have any money whatsoever. But the fact that a base Tzadik has a tremendous amount of Tzidkus in it. So even the little bit that he has is the best that you can possibly get. Yaakovinu understood that he had to use every single thing that he had for good. And he did so. He did everything he did in the right way. Obituas Rasha Nakaris. In the harvest of the Rasha, all there is trouble. You have one troubling thing that comes after the other. You have one problem that happens over there, you know, that happens one after the other over here. That's the concept over here. There's an interesting one over here. We all know that if Truma falls into grain or Maisuri or Maisuri, you could be Mavatal it. If you have like 100 times, 101 times, you could be Mavatal the stuff that's there, right? It's a problem if you keep adding more and more mice or chumo, whatever it is, and stuff like that. A house of a tzaddik may be filled with Torah and mitzvos and things like that, but if you mix in little bits and pieces, you could be mevatel it, but at a certain point, the tuma has a lot mind of its own. So you got to be very, very careful when you add anything on. I think we can understand that when you bring a cell phone into the hands of a young child, right? What he brings into the equation, because he doesn't understand what he's doing, that can become dangerous. That's the idea of misusing the good things that a person could have. Sizacham Yazuru Das, the lips of the wise, the mouth of the wise, they disseminate knowledge to others. They scatter the knowledge to others. Like Zora. Zora is you take the grain, you throw it up in the air, and it scatters in the wind. That's what it does here. Relate Kasil and Lokain, but the heart of the foolish is not so. It's not like that. Now, the word Cain is like Cain b'nos slavchad dobros in Bamidbor. The b'nos slavchad spoke true words. Lev k'sil and lo Cain, the heart of the fools do not speak the truth. They don't want to speak the truth. Zevach Roshayim to Avos Hashem. The korban of Roshayim is an abomination to God. They might think to themselves, at least I'm bringing a korban, right? At least I'm doing something. But no, even that is an abomination to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because it's like, why do I want the zevach of Roshayim? Tefillas Roshayim Ritzoy No. The tefillah of the upright, of those who are yasher, that's the Ratzon Hashem. That's exactly what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. He wants it to be done in such a great way. Yeah.
Rashi said Zevach Roshayim. That's Balak and Bilam. And Tefillah Sharon is Moshe.
Is Moshe Rabbeinu? And it makes sense. But even so, by the way, even though Balak and Bilam's korbanos did not get accepted, so to speak, nonetheless, they had a taina on Klal Yisrael. Remember, we learned about the 42 kids that had to be killed. Elisha killed the 42 kids, right, when they called them Alei Kerech. That did do something. Even that, even if it's Tuvas Hashem, it still means something. Tuvas Hashem Derech Rasha. The way of the Rasha is an abomination to Hashem as well. Meradiv Tzedakah Yahav. Kadosh Baruch Hu wants somebody who's going to run after Tzedakah. Now, this is a really interesting line. Rebroka used to ask Eliyahu Navi if there was anybody in the marketplace who was going to merit Olam Haba. So Eliyahu Navi said, that guy over there. Now, the guy was wearing like all Goyish clothing, and he was wearing like certain things that only the Goyim wore. And Rebroka saw him, and he was a Jew. He went over to him, and he said, What do you do? So the guy said, come back to me tomorrow. I don't want to talk to you right now. Come back to me tomorrow. So the next day he found him, and Rebroka said to him, what do you do? He said, I'm a prison guard. I make sure that the men and the women are always separate from one another so they don't sin. Whenever I hear something that's going to happen, that's going to be an edict against the Jews, I go and I tell the Chachamim. They don't suspect me because I look like a non-Jew just like them, so they don't do anything. Whenever I see that there is people looking at a certain girl in jail, I make sure that she looks like she's in Nida so that nobody goes anywhere near her, right? All this stuff like that, right? And that's the idea behind it. So he said, but you're not wearing tzitzis. He said, I can't wear tzitzis. If I wore tzitzis, everybody would know that I'm a Jew itself. And that's the idea behind it. So Eliyahu Navi said, that's the guy that's going to get Olam Haba. And then another two people walked into the shuk, and he said, them as well. He said, why? He said, they were clowns. They used to go to the hospitals and different places where people were sick in order to make them happy. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, those people are getting Olam Haba. They make peace between them. That's Meradiv Tzedakah Yahav. A guy who wants to chase after Tzedakah, that's what Hashem loves. He might be interesting in other ways, let's call it that, but nonetheless, that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants at that point. Mustara la'uzev orach. There is harsh muster for those who forsake their proper way. Sone tochachas yamus. Somebody who hates giving muster will certainly die. Somebody who hates muster altogether will certainly die. He's never going to last. Sheol v'avadon neged Hashem. Both Sheol, the grave, and Avadon, which is the level of Gehenim, are opposite. They're in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Afkili was ben Adam, even more so the hearts of men itself. That's what ends up happening. This means that if you can devote yourself, so that's awesome. Otherwise, Kadosh Baruch Hu sees the grave and is ready to send you down there if need be. Lo yav le tocheach lo. A scorner never likes it when Musr is given to him. And therefore, he doesn't go to the Chacham. He doesn't want to go to the base matters because he knows exactly what the rabbi is going to say. There are people who have told me, I don't want to show up for night sitter because I know what you're going to tell me. And I'm just like, exactly. Exactly. That's why you should come. That's exactly why you should come. Leave some yetipanim. A merry heart. If you're happy at heart, yetipanim, you make a cheerful face. But of us, slave. But by sorrow of the heart, of us, that sadness over there, toavas slave. Atzva slave. Okay, again, I don't have tzadis. It's atzva slave, ruach necheya. Right? When there's sadness of the heart, ruach necheya, that's a broken spirit. When a person goes ahead, you can see just by the person's face what he's feeling and what he is. Just by looking at him, you can see like, that's what's going on with that guy. And that's that. That's exactly what happened by Nehemiah. In Nehemiah, in the beginning of Nehemiah, Nehemiah was approached by Nebuchadnezzar and says, your face doesn't look happy right now. That tells me something's wrong with you. Are you rebelling against me? And Nehemiah was unbelievably worried and said, no, I'm upset because the Beis HaMikdash, which was being built by Ezra at the time, was now being knocked down by our enemies. And the king, Darius II, allowed him to go to rebuild whatever was going on at the time. That's the idea of Atzva, so that you can tell from right over there. It also tells us, you have to deal with your mental and physical health. It's not smart to go around and say, I'll take care of this later. You have to worry about your physical health and your mental health. If you need something, so you have to exercise, you have to work out, you have to do things, and even in your mind, you have to do things to make yourself feel better. It's one thing I read not too long ago about Alzheimer's, that people that get early set Alzheimer's are usually people that are not constantly working their brain. So the brain isn't working, so it atrophies. Like any other muscle, if you don't use a muscle, it atrophies. You have to be constantly using something. And if you watch enough TV, right? Where you're just doing that and you're not thinking, you're not doing anything else, the brain is going to atrophy. The bone, the muscle ends up going down. The heart of understanding will look for more knowledge. But the mouth of fools, they just feed on the folly that people tell them. All the days of a poor man is evil. But a good person of heart, continuously he feasts one after the other. Now this is a crazy one. What does it mean by kol yimei ani raim? There are seven explanations given by the Gemara. Number one, a guy who has a horrible wife. If he's an ani and he's a horrible wife, all of his days are evil. Nothing good comes from that right over there. That's number one. Number two, we're talking about a person who is a finicky person, a fastidious person, who can't deal with, like, oh, that's disgusting. Back then, especially, if you're fastidious, you might as well die, because there's nothing easy for you to eat back then. Number three, a person who's narrow-minded, who doesn't want to think about other things, that, kol yimei ani raim, it's just horrible. Number four, a compassionate person, who has compassion on everyone he meets, even the people that don't deserve the rachamim that he gives them. That's number four. Number five, we're talking about people who spend their lives learning Gemara. Kol yimei ani raim. It's really difficult to spend your life learning Gemara. It's not easy to go through. Number six, people learn Mishnah but never get to the Gemara. That's horrible, because you never know what the end halacha is. You just know the basics. You don't know anything else. I've never understood. There's like a movement that people wanted to do where they were memorizing Mishnayos one after the other. And I was like, I don't understand. I get it. I totally get, like, why you think you want to memorize, you want to get through. You're not getting anything out of it, at least on Gemara, which has that geshmak to it. I don't know. But there are people that really like it. And number seven, people that are poor in halacha. They don't know any halacha whatsoever. They don't know practical decisions. Kol yimei ani raim. It just gets worse and worse. I remember being at that stage where I thought I knew every answer, and everything I said was the opposite in the Mishnah Berurah, like the exact opposite. I remember being at that stage where I'd be like, if you miss the Alav Yavo at night, you should repeat it, but if you don't say it in the day, then you should not. Like, it's literally the exact opposite, one after the other. And so to Kol yimei ani raim is that whenever a poor person, he fasts, so it's like tzidkus, right? But it's raim. It's not good for him. Although it seems like, wow, that should be good for such a person. No, it's because he doesn't have any food, not because he's a big tzaddik. Rav Shach used to say that when he was a bachur in yeshiva, he used to fast 4 days a week when he was 12, 13, 14 years old. Simple, they didn't have any money. They didn't have any money. He wasn't living at home. He had already lived away from home. Like, he just had nothing. So he fasted 4 days a week. That's not normal. That's not normal. Kids go more than like 3 hours in a row without food, they go crazy. Let alone all this. It hits you. Tov ma'ap Yiras Hashem, I'd rather have a little bit with Yiras Hashem me otsa rab mahum aboy than have a ton of stuff in which there's confusion, right? This refers really like Torah study. A little bit of Torah that you understand really well is better than doing a ton that you do not understand at all. I also tell people this when it comes to davening. The little bit of Pesukei DeZimra that you understand is better than going through all of Pesukei DeZimra and not getting anything at all. That's just, there's no, almost no point to that. What's the point of doing stuff like that? Tov aruchas yarek. It's better to have the meal of vegetables, the avasham, as long as there's friendship there. Mishor avus, from a fattened ox, visinabo, when they don't like each other whatsoever. I mean, it's a famous Gemara, right? That there was a guy feeding his father, you know, tremendous ox, but he's going down to Gehenna because he hated his father and he kept feeding whatever because he was really wealthy, but his father felt hated. While the other guy, who could only feed his father vegetables and that was that, he felt loved by his son. That guy's going to Gan Eden, right? That's the difference. There was an idea by Koheles, but we went through this before. I don't think we have to go through everything over here, right? The way he's saying it is because there were two people that invited Shlomo Malach over when he was lost from his kingdom and he was Koheles. One guy invited him over, gave him the best stuff in the world, right? And it says, I remember when you were a king, you did X, Y, and Z. And Shlomo Malach was like, I remember it also. Don't bring it up anymore. And the other one says, the other one invited him over. He was a poor man. He invited him over. He just had greens, you know, like little vegetables and stuff like that. He told Shlomo Melech, you will be king again. You are going to be king again, and it's going to be awesome. Said Shlomo Melech, Tov Ma'at. It's better to have a little bit when it came to everything else. That's the idea behind it over here. There is an interesting one that... That's interesting. There was a Jew that was forced to accept the Christian faith, but privately remained devout. For his death, he commanded his son to move to another city and there live a full Jewish life in the open. Instead, obeyed his father's instructions. In his travels, he came to a city called Tubitula. I would assume that's somewhere in Spain or Italy. I have no idea. There he noticed what appeared to be a servant buying great quantities of vegetables. No doubt, he's shopping for his Jewish master, he said. He saw him enter a courtyard. Tell me, what man lives there? It's one of the great men of the kingdom, came the answer. Go to your master and tell him a certain Gentile certain person wants an audience with him. What's going on, Gav? How are you? This servant informed his master who bid the stranger enter. After greeting the unexpected guest, the host inquired, what can I do for you? He said, I'll tell you, but only on condition you swear not to reveal my secret. No, I'm a Jew. The son of a hidden Jew outwardly was forced to convert. You also are a hidden Jew. He said, how do you know? Right? He said, because I saw what your servant was doing buying herbs and greens. There are very few people that buy these herbs and greens. I knew you were keeping Pesach, and I knew you were keeping Halacha. That's it over there. He identified himself, the nobleman identified himself. He says, I'm one of the grandchildren, great-grandchildren of the Rush. The Rush, Rabbeinu Asher, right, of Loniel. That was awesome. When Pesach was over, he gave him a very, very nice gift, and he sent the guy in his way until he eventually got from Eretz Yisrael, etc. It's pretty awesome. It's absolutely awesome. But either way, he did all that. Pasuk Yirchas, Ish Chema Yigara Madain. A very angry guy. All he wants is to make fights with other people. Erech Apayim Yashkit Riv. But a guy who's strong, you know, slow to anger, he's going to quiet down all fights. He's not going to let that happen over there. Derech Alto Kim Suchas Chodek. The way of a lazy person is like you're hedged in by thorns. You have nowhere to go. Orech Yisharm Slula. But the path of the upright is already paved. Listen, I did the work. I paved the path for me to go through. But the lazy guy, he's mired in the mud that's out there and he can't get out because he never did the road. So the road is disgusting and it's like that. If you're lazy, guess what's going to happen to you? You're going to get stuck in the mud, right? You're a stick in the mud anyway, right? But if you're not lazy, right, then things will be good. Pasukhav, Bein Chacham, Yistamachav, a smart child. Only makes the father happier and happier. Xilla Dumboza Emo. But the fool of a person, he's an embarrassment of his mother. So what do you think, guys? A smart man makes his father happy because the father is always looking toward the Chachma. But Xilla Dumboza Emo is an embarrassment to his mother because the mother sees him all the time. All he's doing is sitting back and doing nothing at home. Mom sees him all the time. He's like, why don't you get up and do something? And he's like, I want to, I just can't, right? That's a problem. That's Boza Emo. Ibel Simcha Lechasulev, foolishness is Simcha to a guy who's an idiot. But a man of understanding, he walks straight. He has a straight up back. He knows where to go and what to do. Have you ever seen a guy who knows where he's going? Right? He's walking confidently to where he needs to go. You ever see a guy who's looking around trying to figure out where to go? You can always see it if you like walk downtown, for example. Right? You see a guy who's like looking around. You have another guy who's just walking straight to his office. He knows exactly where he's going. He doesn't need to be bothered by anything. If you know where you're going to get there quickly. That's what you're going to do. Hafer Machshav is being sowed. Without secrets, thoughts can be frustrated. If you don't keep any secrets and you let everybody know what you're doing, obviously bad things can happen. Rov Yuatzim Takum. But if you have a lot of counselors, then things are good. You have to walk slowly. You have to act slowly. You have to talk to other people. Once you make your decision, though, do it. Simchal Ish B'mani Piv. A man has joy when he has an answer in his mouth. You know how awesome it is to do the right thing at the right time? So, for example, I was once in a house of Avelos, a Makom Avelos, where everybody was doing, you know, everybody's being Menachem Avelim. And one guy got up and decided to tell a 30-minute story. 30-minute story. It was not the time nor place. First of all, it was a horrible story, right? Second of all, it was really, really slow. Third of all, where are you? What are you doing right now? It's not the time for that. You want to speak about the nifter. You want the guy to be able to speak. The time is not for you to tell a horrible story. So I stopped it right in the middle. I was very proud of myself. I just turned. He was like telling this long story. I saw that the person who was sitting Shiva did not want it right then. So I turned to him and I was like, stop. He's like, I'm getting the good part. I'm like, no, stop. This is where you stop. You don't go on with something like this. This is not what you do. Something like that, that's not there. Dover be tomato. You want to tell over an awesome story on a Friday night when you have an oneg and you have like, you know, so, okay, then go ahead and do that. But even then, so remember in Eretz Yisrael, there was a guy who told over a story. He's like, I want to tell over a story that I heard from a Makobel, right? He went on, I promise you, no joke. He spoke for 25 minutes and was still like a third of the way through the story. I was like, no, you're done. You're done. The story's over. Like, it might be a really good story. No one cares after 20 minutes, 25 minutes of a story. No one cares. Oh, my gosh. And it was a really bad story also. Like, you heard how it was going. And the guy became from in the end. Yay. Like, that's where it was going. We all knew it. Right? You just have to get there. Get to the end. Pasukov Dalid. Orachayim L'malam L'maskil. The path of life leads upward. For those who are wise, L'man Surmish Olmata. Turns you away from the grave on the bottom. As it happens if a person does something, right, when he goes through over there. That's the idea behind it over here. Okay, leads him upward. That's the idea behind it. Base game, Yisach Hashem, the house of the Gaivitika people, the one that's like all there, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to tear down. By the way, this is what you say if you see a church that was destroyed. Beis Geim Yisach Hashem. Any house of idol worship that's destroyed, Beis Geim Yisach Hashem. If there's a church that was taken over by a shul, and the shul took over the area and decided they were going to make their shul there, Beis Geim Yisach Hashem. That's what you say. Yatzik Gvul Amana. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should establish the border of the widow. Meaning, it should be that way in all of Eretz Yisrael. Throughout all of Eretz Yisrael, all the areas that are currently used as churches or mosques, Chas V'Shalom, and all the areas that are used for the wrong way, we hopefully will be taken over by Jews, and it will be established in the right way for them to use it properly. To Hashem Achshavos Ra, Hashem is abominable. What's abominable is the thoughts of the wicked, Torah Mimri Noam, but pure are the words that are said pleasantly. But if you do that in the right way over there, that's the idea behind it. It's interesting, right? Rav Yaakov Emden said, even the thoughts of an evil person that are good are an abomination. Says Rav Yaakov Emden, if the thoughts emanate from someone who is an evil person, do not do it, even if it sounds like an awesome idea. So in other words, that's why people will not learn from Svarim of people that were questionable apikorsim. A guy who's a questionable apikoros. Don't read their books. Don't listen to their speeches. Don't do anything. Because you don't know what they're coming from. Maybe it's a really good idea. Like he's telling you to do something, but you can't listen to him because he's filled with garbage. You cannot listen to such a person. So that's Machshavos Ra, Torah Mimrei Noam. When Rav Yaakov Emden heard the heads of the community, they said, the heads of the what's it called, community came to Rav Yaakov Emden and said to Rav Yaakov Emden, we want to start Birchas Kohanim. We want to say it every day. Outside of Eretz Yisrael, right? We want to do it like they do in Israel. In Israel, they do it every day. We want to do it here as well. Rav Yaakov Emden said, okay, I think that's a good idea. We should do Birchas Kohanim. Why not do Birchas Kohanim every day, right? There's no real reason why not. So the Gra said, no, but Rav Yaakov Emden lived before the Gra, so why shouldn't we? Well, why not, really? Birchas Kohanim is in our Shemona Esrei every day. It says, Elokeinu v'Elokei Avoseinu. We just say the shortened version, but why not do Birchas Kohanim every day, right? Why not get a bracha from a Kohen every single day? Yaakov Emden said, you're right, we should. There's no reason why not to. He was ready to implement it. And then he heard the people that were asking to do it were Shabtai Tzvinix. People that were listening to Shabtai Tzvi, I believe that he was the Mashiach. Said Yaakov Emden, I don't care if it's a good idea. If it came from Shabtai Tzvi or his followers, it's garbage. And he wouldn't do it. He would not do it. It was a good idea. Rav Yaakov Emden said, we're not doing it. And that's that. That's that. It's an abomination of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says, Ocher Beso. Right? Somebody who troubles his own house, Botzea Botza, he's just greedy. He just wants other things. He'll ruin his house because he doesn't care about his house. Son of Atanas Yechia. You want to live? Despise all gifts. Kid came up to me not too long ago and he's like, it's fine to get a gift, right? And I'm like, oh, Son of Atanas Yechia. Right? It is. If a person doesn't want to take gifts, he'll live for longer. Because when you take gifts from other people, you feel like you owe them one. You try hard to give it back to them. You try hard to move around. You're ruining your life for it. If you're a person who only deals with his own stuff, and I unfortunately am not in that position. Being a rabbi, I am always, I hate to say it this way, but I'm subjugated to the school raising money and my shul raising money for me to get paid. How do I live without Sonia Matanos? There's no way. There's no business here that Sonia Matanos Yechia. It's really difficult to be able to do. But that's the line. The line is, if you're Sonia Matanos, Yechia. You will live for such a thing. That's the idea behind it. This also applies to bribes. Do not take bribes whatsoever. Even if you don't know if you'll be that guy's judge, don't take a bribe ever. When it comes to this, Leib Tzadik Yaga La'anos, I'm sorry. The heart of a tzaddik always thinks about what it could answer whenever a question is posed to him. People are showing me a bia rose, but the rasha, it goes like that. So here's a tzaddik. A tzaddik looks at every part of the equation and says, if the guy says this to me, I'll answer that. And the guy says that to me, then I'll answer this. He thinks about all the possibilities that he could say. That's a tzaddik. A rasha just does whatever he wants whenever he wants. He has no real answer. He just does anything, whatever. And if he wants to do this, he does this. He wants to do that, he does that. And that's that. Rokh Hashem Rishayim. Hashem is far from the wikidu tzvila tzadikim yishma, but he listens to the tzvila tzadikim. Now it is interesting. Karov Hashem l'chol korov. Hashem is close to anyone who calls out to him. L'chol asher yikru v'emes. If as long as you call out to him in truth. If you're a Rasha and you're only calling out to him because you feel you need to or you have to or something like that, Rokh Hashem Rishayim. Then Hashem is far away from those Rishayim. Hashem doesn't want to have anything to do with such a person. The light of the eyes makes the heart happy. Shmua toiv v'tadash and asem. And a good news makes your bones all fat. That's what happened to Vespasian. Vespasian heard that he was going to become emperor, and he couldn't put his shoe back on. He had one shoe on, one shoe off. He tried to put his shoe on, and he couldn't because his foot became really, really fat. So what do I do? Said Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, have somebody that you really dislike walk in front of you. Somebody walked in front of him, probably you guys. If you walked right in front of him, right, and immediately Rabbi Yochanan immediately Vespasian was like, oh, I hate that guy. And his foot went right into his shoe, right? To dash out something is a literal thing. You feel bigger. You feel greater when you hear really good news. Ozen Shemas Tochachas Chaim, the ear that hears the living reproof, Muster of Achaim, Bekar Chaim Talin, he will abide among the people that are Chachamim. Borea Muster Mois Nafsho, but somebody who refuses to do Muster, he despises his own soul. Shemaya Tochachas Kona Lev, somebody who listens to Muster, Kona Lev, he acquires a heart for himself. He becomes worthy of all the good things out there. Yer Shem Muster Chachma, the fear of God is Muster of wisdom. Lunei Kavod, Anava. And before any honor comes humility. The only time you get honored is if you are humble enough to accept that honor. A guy who goes around saying, like, why aren't you honoring me? Can you imagine going up to like an organization and being like, I don't understand why you're not honoring me, right? That makes it all different. I'll tell you a funny story. When, I don't remember how old it was, I was 3 years back from Eretz Yisrael, and NCSY approached my wife and I and asked if they could honor us along with my parents. The point was they wanted to show, because people think of NCSYers, they don't think of the next generation. So they wanted to show that one NCSYer had a child that ended up becoming a rabbi of the community. So they wanted to show that. So they wanted to see, like, see, this is the result. And, like, I'm married to an NCSYer and whatever. That was the whole point, right? So I didn't know whether I should accept it or not. So I went to Rabbi Cohen and I said, Rabbi Cohen, what do you think? All right, what do you think? Should I accept it or should I not accept it? This is what Rabbi Cohen told me. He's like, well, what do you think? Do you think you want to accept this? So I said, Rabbi Cohen, I'm going to be totally honest. When they first offered to me, I said, what did I do for NCSY? But after like 15 minutes of thinking about it, I was like, how could they not have honored me beforehand? Like, once it was already offered, I was like, oh, of course I deserve the honor. How could NCSY not honor me? I've been there twice. You know, like, why shouldn't they honor me? Right? It clearly, it destroys you, kavod. Once you start getting a little bit of it, you just can't stop yourself because it's just one after the other. That's the idea behind it. All right, we're on our last book of Tanakh. Isn't that awesome? It's our last book of all Tanakh. So now we get the good stuff. Are we ready? In Parktis, oh no, you're still there. Don't worry. Same page. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. No, this is my book. You have a big one, right? So that's there. Oh, and you lost the place. There we go. Look at that. 17. Oh, 16. I'm sorry. 16:1. Parktis Zayin. La Adam Marke Lev. A person has like arrangements in his heart, but the answer at the end of the day all comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You might think you know what you're saying, but you don't really know what you're saying. The only way you're going to get it is if HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts the right thoughts inside your head. That's the only thing that's going to be there. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created three things that are as if they're under a man's control: your feet, your hands, and your mouth. Your eyes will see things even if you don't want to see it. Your ears will hear things even if you don't want to hear it. But your mouth, you can control. Your feet and your hands, you can control. And you know what the sad thing is? Even them. Can you really control them? No.
Do we say this in Slichos or like Rosh Hashanah?
It's possible. May Hashem Me'ani Loshon, I recognize, but I'm not so sure. I don't remember it. I don't remember if we do. Kol Darish Zach Beinov. The ways of a man are pure in their own eyes. V'tochen Ruchos Hashem. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what's going on inside. Everyone thinks that they are the best hashkafically that anything could be. Everybody thinks like, everybody should be like me, right? Everybody else who's firmer than me is, whoa, that's too much. Anybody who's less firm than me, well, they haven't even tried. But me, on the AP, this is where everybody should be. That's what everybody thinks about themselves, because, you know, that's the way we are. That's the way we are. Every way of man is Zach Beinov. They look at themselves by themselves, and they're like, yeah, yeah, that makes sense. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what you're really thinking. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows the insides, whether you're really the right person or not. Gol Hashem Ma'asecha, reveal all of your actions to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'yikonu machshavos secha, and all of your thoughts will be established, meaning HaKadosh Baruch Hu will tell you if it was right or wrong. So here's the idea. There's a mashal. A rich man gave his daughter's hand in marriage to the son of a very wealthy family. It was agreed that he would provide no dowry except for the groom's wedding garments. That's it, right? But he was really like, you know, he was going to be okay. But on the day of the wedding, the groom's clothes were stolen. Don't be concerned, his future father-in-law said to him. I will immediately make new garments for you. Later, during the wedding feast, the rich man turned to the groom's father. As things stand now, your joy is unmarred. But if you had provided the bridegroom's garments, you would now be worrying what I thought of them. In other words, it's crazy, right? Because really, there was nothing the Chassan's family had to do. The Kalos family took care of everything, even the clothing of the Chassan. But when you have just one thing to do, you worry, maybe I didn't do it enough. If a whole family, like let's say I marry my daughter off to a family who's very, very wealthy, who says, I will take care of everything. I'll do everything. All you have to do, Tzvi, is the flowers. You better believe all I'm going to be thinking the whole time is, maybe the flowers weren't good enough. All I'm doing is that, and it doesn't make a difference. That's the idea behind it. When you're doing a mitzvah, or you do something like that, there's always room for apprehension. Maybe I didn't do it well enough, or whatever it is, right? Kadosh Baruch Hu says, just do what you need to do, and I'll take care of the rest. Kol pal lashon lemaneu, everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu made was for a purpose. V'gam rasha liyom ra'ah, even the wicked was made for the day of evil. There's a purpose behind that. It's to show us what happens to Russia. Even that has a purpose. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has everything for his own thing. Nothing is superfluous. Nothing is aimless. There's always something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants over here. And he's doing it limaneu, for some purpose that's out there, and we just don't get it. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu despises anybody who is a gaivedik, a person. Yad liyad lo yinakeh. From hand to hand, he will never go unpunished. Yad liyad means if he steals, tries taking from other people. Yad liyad, if he tries taking from one hand to the other, then that is a problem over there. It also refers to taking bribes as a judge. Lo yinakeh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will never cleanse that person. Because you can ruin things that way. Who knows what's going to be? Let's say you steal something from somebody and then 20 days later give it back to him. For those 20 days, that guy might have lost out on something that he'll never have for the rest of his life. And it's your fault. Through Chesed and Emes, you will be mechaper for any sins you have. If you fear HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you'll be able to turn away from evil. This is a combination of two different psukim in Tehillim. Right where it says, that's mentioned in Tehillim. Yiras Hashem Sur Mirah, that'll turn you away. If you build up your Yiras Hashem, your Yiras Shemayim, then everything good will come from it. You'll be able to make yourself better from all forms. When Hashem wants the ways of a man, gam oivav yashlim ito, then guess what, guys? Your enemies make peace with you. Even your enemies go up to you and say, like, oh, God, can we help you? Right, David, what can we do for you? Even your enemies will be willing to do that. That's the idea behind it. That's by Yitzchak himself. Originally, they saw, right, they wanted to make fights with him or whatever it was, but then when they saw that he was really successful, they said, oh, let's make a bris. Right? Then even the oivim, Yashlim Ito, they try to make peace together with that guy. I'm waiting for that to happen with the Republicans and Democrats, but it hasn't happened yet. I don't know why. Tov ma'at bitzdaka. Better do a little bit with tzedakah, right? May rov tvuos below mishpat, rather than have a lot of grain, but without mishpat, doing it in the wrong way. Again, what that means is that if you have to be, like, even though you're not going to make a lot of money, because you're going to be a good one, let's say you're an insurance salesman, and we all know that insurance salesmen don't always say it exactly as it is. Let's put it that way. Is that okay? They want you to buy insurance. It's not always that way. The big insurance guys, right, they kind of are known to stretch the truth just a little bit. However, it's better to be a guy who doesn't make that much money, but you're telling the truth. And the guy's wrote to us. Wrote to us, but below mishpah. He doesn't do mishpah whatsoever. I always love those stories that, like, Pesach Kron has or whatever it is, of, like, the guy who told the truth and ended up making the deal because they were like, oh, we were just checking to see if you were truthful. He lost 70 deals, but he made one. You know what I'm saying? Like, he made one deal. Like, that's what happens. That guy's not going to make money, and that's okay. That's not the business. He shouldn't have become an insurance salesman. That's not what he should have been, right? It's very hard to be on the straight and narrow when it comes to that, but, you know, you do it when it is. Okay. Leib on the Mechash of Darko. The heart of man tries to think what he wants to do, but Hashem Yachin Tzado. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu prepares everything. He knows exactly what he's going to do, and he directs him in the proper path where he's supposed to go. That's the idea of Anakesem al Sifsei Melech. There is a spell on the lips of the king, meaning the king has the ability to say anything he wants, and it goes true. B'mishpat lo yimalpiv. His mouth never transgresses in judgment. Here's the awesome thing over here. It seems as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with the king, that even when he says something wrong, Hashem makes sure it's right. Hashem makes sure it ends up being in the right way. That's the idea behind it. So that's the awesomeness. Who are kings, by the way? The rabbis. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes sure that the rabbis say the right thing. Man malchi rabbanan. We're the kings, the rabbis. That's the idea behind it. Because when HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts in the mouse, there's siyata d'shmaya for them to say the right thing. That's why we ask for eitzah from the Talmidei Chachamim. They might be wrong, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is putting the right, wrong answer in their mouth. That's the idea behind it. Yeah, that's a siyata d'shmaya. If that rabbi has siyata d'shmaya, then even though it's the wrong answer, that is the right answer. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted him to say at that time, but what he wanted to get. But that's the idea of what it means to go to a rabbi to add a real, I don't mean like a rabbi, a real rav for advice. Like, no, siyata d'shmaya. You need siyata d'shmaya. I'm okay with that. Yeah, you have to have siyata d'shmaya. Once you have siyata d'shmaya, then that's that. Peles umosne mishpat, right? A just balance and scale, that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything you do then goes to God. It's as if that is your tefillah, that is your learning, because you have an even scale, right? Maaseh uko avnei kis, your deeds, the God's work, are avnei kis, the stones that you're using in weights, where everything is even for one another. If you do this correctly, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, then it's as if you're serving God even by going to work. But going to work and acting with that righteousness, that's exactly what I want from you. 12 Asa Malachim Asus Resha. The abomination of the kings are those who do wicked. Kibitzaki Yikon Kisei. Because the only way a person has a throne is because people try to do tzedakah and do good things all the time. Ritzo Malachim Sifte Tzedek. Righteous lips is the Ratzon of kings. They want you to tell them the truth. They want to hear the truth. Dover Yisharim Yahav. He loves the people that speak what's right. Now, I know it seems like a person goes and looks at it and says like, why would I ever tell the king the truth here? If I do, he's going to kill me. He's going to do X, Y, and Z to me. No, he wants you to tell him the truth so that he knows what to do. That's more than anything else. Chamas melech malachim avas. The wrath of the king is a messenger of death. The ish kacham yichaparena. But a wise man will be able to take care of it. He'll cleanse it before it ever happens. He knows how to speak to a person and knows how to speak to a king to make sure that it happens in the right way. Don't speak to the king when he's in a rage, right? He's all angry and screaming. You go up to him and like, by the way, I dropped your favorite cup. No, bad timing. That is not the time to go up and tell somebody that. Gotta know. It's like, that's that. People get into the mode of like, if I'm mad at someone and I'm arguing with him anyway, why don't I bring up everything I'm mad at him about? I'll bring up everything. I'll just add on and add on. That's a bad move. Nothing good is going to come from that.
Esther did the opposite. She had the party. She got him.
Ooh, very good. Very good. She waited until he was calm and then said, hey, my people are gone. And Achashverosh was like, what? Right? That's what happened. Bo'or p'nei melech chayim u'ratzono ko'av l'malkosh. In the light of the face of the king, there is life. When the king shows you his face, and it's all, then there's light. And that could even refer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ratzono is, ratzon ko'av malkosh, is like a cloud filled with late rain, like this thick, good rain that only helps the world. That's what happens when you have the ratzon of the king. However, at times, that ratzon can also be very wrathful. The rain could also drown people out and cause floods and bad, bad things. A person has to be careful that you're doing things only in the best way. How much better it is to get wisdom than the finest gold. To acquire understanding is better than any type of silver. And I think we understand that wisdom is better than anything else. If you're smart, you'll know what to do with your money. If you're dumb, you'll use it, you'll spend it on Lamborghinis and give it away to other people, like Mike Tyson. Mesilas Yesharim, the path of the just is to turn away from evil. Somebody watches his soul. Right, is somebody who watches his way in everything he does. That's the idea behind it. Obviously, the Ramchal, Rav Moshe Chaim Lozado, mentioned this. Mesil Sharm is his favorite saver. That was his number one. Magnum opus to go, Lifnei Shever Ga'oin. Before there is a breakdown, Ga'oin, you'll see that things go really, really well for a guy. So when you see a guy going up and up and up, watch out. Because that could be before his downfall. Now, it's possible not. It's possible it'll be awesome. But watch out, because that could happen right then. V'lipnei kishalon, before failure, goyva ruach. There is some type of pride. There's open arrogance. There's something awesome that, there's like a haughty spirit that's there. And when that happens, adultery. That's the result. Something horrible could happen because of it. Toshva ruach es anavim. It's better to be of a lowly spirit together with a humble mechalek shalal es geim than to divide the spoil together with the proud, you know, the people who have gaiva and stuff like that. It's better to be of a lowly spirit, be with humble people, work with humble people, than to be that guy dividing with all the proud people when it comes to. You don't want to be with those people. One day, Rabbi Kiva went into the marketplace to sell a gem. He met a man of great wealth who pretended to be from the poorest of the poor. This guy was very wealthy, but pretended to be a very poor person. You know, like those guys in McCormick and Toohey, right? Those guys. He wore tattered clothing and was so submissive in all his ways. He sat among the poor people in the shul. The man decided to buy the gem, this poor, poor man. He went up to Rabbi Akiva to accompany him to his home to get the payment. Rabbi Akiva went along thinking to himself, okay, the man was joking. You know, what's this guy going to give me? But when they came to the man's house, servants came forward, pulled him out a golden chair, gave him water to drink, and washed his feet, right? Then he made the man said, bring my money. He handed Rabbi Akiva a sum that was equal to the value of the gem. He handed Rabbi Akiva, he give this and whatever it is. He then gave instructions, and he saw he wanted it to be made into a medication. And he took the gem, along with six other gems just like it, this unbelievable expensive thing, turned it into a powder, and drank it. Rabbi Akiva was like, what? What's going on here?
And then it was Eliyahu.
The man commanded that food be served at once, and he invited Rabbi Akiva and all of his Talmidim to dine with him. At the meal, Rabbi Akiva says, I don't understand. Why do you sit among the poor if HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given you all this wealth? He says, Adoni, my master, he said. The Pasuk says, a man is like vapor. It's like a passing shadow, right? Money does not last forever. I consider sitting with the poor very, very good for me. Keeps me from becoming haughty and reminds me that the great wealth that I have is a great gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I also safeguard my place among the poor. If I ever become poor and I lose all my possessions, I have a seat. I'll always have a seat to go to. I'll never have to worry about that, right? And he said, it's because haughtiness will send me to Gehenna. I'm working on trying to make myself. Rabbi Akiva did this, and he saw it was unbelievable when it came down to this. That's the awesomeness over here. And what happened, that's the humble rich man that goes through. Maskol davar yom tzatoiv, somebody who is wise about a matter yom tzatoiv will find only good things. Boteach b'Hashem yishrov, ashrov, somebody who trusts in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's nothing bad about that guy. The guy's happy about everything that happens in his life. V'chacham levi korei navon, the wise of heart are called understanding people. Mesek s'chasayim yosif lekach, the people of sweetness of lips, they are only going to yearn. They're going to become greater and greater as time goes on. Makor Chaim, the source of all life, Seichel Ba'alav, is the understanding of the one who has it. Musar Avin Livelos, the foolishness of the evil people is just foolishness. There's nothing else there. So we have a Makor Chaim, which is something that takes you into the grave as if you can't do anything when it comes down to anything whatsoever. Okay. There's a whole long thing about the Abar Benel and what he wrote and whatever it is. There's a huge story over here, but that's that. Lev Kochum Yaskopiu, the wise-hearted man, right? He's Yaskopiu. His mouth is enlightened. From his lips, you can hear more and more and more awesome stuff. You just add on more and more. Suf Devashim Renoam. Pleasant words are like a honeycomb. You can suck out all the honey from it. Matok Lenefesh Marpel Atzem. Sweet to the soul, and it's healthy for all the bones. It's good for everybody out there. That's the idea of what good stuff is. Yesh Darach Lefne Yashar Lefne Ish. There's a straight path in front of a person. Achrisa Darach Imavis. But even in the end, it leads to death. At the end of the day, we all know what it's going to lead to. That's what happens to every single person. If you work hard, then you'll get your work. Your mouth compels them to do whatever it is you're supposed to do. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you are going to speak and everything you do will go for you. Chazal say that everything you say about other people will end up being judged on you at the end of days. If you say to a person, I can't believe you did X and you yourself did X, then you're punished according to how you said it yourself. Ish b'li'al kora ra, and a lawless man digs up evil. In his lips, there is a searing fire. That's what happens to this person who's a lawless man. Ish tapukos yishalach madain. A hypocritical man will only make fights. Benir gun mafrid aluf. I love this word. A person who does bad things, he separates close friends from one another. The word nir gun is used in one other place, and I forgot where, but it's an awesome word. Nir gun is a guy who does just mischief. A man of violence entices his fellow man. He brings him onto a way that's not good. He shuts his eyes. He winks, right? And he thinks perverse things. He purses his lips. He allows evil to happen. He's like, And he allows things to happen in that way. You know what it's awesome to have? To have an old age once you work on yourself properly. Over and over and over again. That's Seva. B'derech Tzedakah Timatzeh, he'll find his way among the righteousness. And that means, listen to the eights of those who are older. They have experience, they know what they're doing. That's the best thing to do. Tov Erech Apayim Yigibor, better to have long anger than to be a strong man. Moshe Baruch HaMilochid Ir, better to be a ruler of your own spirit than somebody who captures a city. Because look, at the end of the day, Ezeu Gibor, what is the strongest man? Somebody's able to knock down his Yitzhara. He's able to hold himself back from doing bad things. So I don't care how strong you are, the strongest man is out there. I remember Rabbi Cohen giving a speech like this, right? Who's stronger? Any baseball player, basketball or football player, or Moshe Feinstein? Moshe Feinstein once walked out of his car, and as he was walking out of his car, or getting into the car, he had his hand on the top of the door. One of his students slammed the door on his hand. He didn't say a word. Somebody realized that his hand was caught in the door and quickly opened up the door, and then they had to take him to the hospital. right? Where Moshe did not scream, did not yell, did not do anything. He held himself back from mentioning they had any pain so he wouldn't embarrass that student. That is a gibor. That's a gibor. There's no way to describe it. But chik yutal is a goro. The lat is cast into his lap. Me'ashem kol mishpato. But every man's decision is straight from HaKadosh Baruch Hu directly. That's what comes from him. Okay, we got Yud Zayin over here. We got 6 minutes. Let's see what we can do. Yud Zayin is a little bit longer though, right? How long is it? Oh, we might be able to finish it. Let's see if we can do. Tov paschal reva v'shal v'ba. It's better to have a little bit of dry bread when there's tranquility and peace. Mibayis mali zivchei riv. Rather than have a house filled with korbanos, filled with meat that has fights in it all over the place. Obviously, it's better to have a good wife and have bad food than a bad wife and really, really good food. That's really good. It's even better to have a good wife and good food, right? But you don't always get that. Right, that's the idea behind it. Eved maskil yimshol bebein mavish. A wise Eved will rule over a son who's an embarrassment to his master. In other words, if the master of the house has an Eved who's a really, really smart, good guy, and his son is an idiot, the master trusts the Eved more than he does his son. And it makes sense, right? He will share an inheritance together with the brothers because that Eved is somebody who shows he's somebody that can be what's it called? Somebody that can be trusted. That's that, right? That's the idea behind it over there. Mitzarev lekesef kur lazav. The refining pot is for silver, and another pot, the furnace, is for gold. Bochin libas Hashem. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu does the same thing into the hearts, making sure there's everything there. Again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows if you're wearing tzitzis, or if you're putting on tefillin, or if you're doing the things that nobody else is ever going to know about if you don't tell them. He knows if you're doing it or not. So either you're doing it or not, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to examine every single person and know what's going on within them. And if they're doing the good things, great. And if they're not doing the good things, okay, whatever. That's that.
Show tzitzis or not? I heard
anybody. Lavdap, yes. You're supposed to, but you don't have to. That's not a chiyuv whatsoever. That's the idea behind it. At a gathering of different chassidim, there was a certain chassid, right, who was quarreling with another man. The chassid had his son with him, who heard his father abused and reviled, right, and all these insults were over there. The chassid kept silent, but the son got up and tried to, you know, defend his father's honor. His father said to him, what difference does it make to you? If the guy's right, okay, then the guy's right. And if he's not right, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu's not going to care. Right? I know I don't think it's true. So what difference does it make to you? You don't have to worry about anything. Okay? That's what he told his son. That's awesome. Pasuk Dalet. Meira makshiv. An evildoer listens. Al sfas oven for evil lips. Shekem ezin al loshon avas. A liar gives ear to any types of tongues, evil tongues. Loeg lorosh cherev oseyu. If you make fun of the poor, you blaspheme. HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sameach la'ed lo yineke. If you're glad when bad things happen to other people, you will never be cleansed. That's never going to be good. Chazal say a bunch of things over here. Loeg lorosh cherev oseyu is the reason why you don't wear tzitzis out when you go to a cemetery. Because like you're making fun of the poor, saying, oh, I can do this, but you can't. So you're not supposed to do that. You're not supposed to learn Torah in a cemetery for the same reason. You can't do stuff like that. That's the idea behind it. But you got to be so glad. There are people that are so happy when like something bad happens to like very wealthy people. Like you hear about like, oh, that wealthy person lost all his money. They're like, oh, thank God, I was waiting for something like that. That's the worst thing in the world to be. That's a guy that we say, something's going to happen to you. Why would you do such a thing? I'm sorry? Say certain brachos, but you can't learn to, can't do something that they can't do. That's a mitzvah for you to do at that time. Brachos is just a bracha. Ateres zaken b'nei banim, the crown of any zaken is his grandchildren. And now I see it. Teferes banim avosam, the splendor of children is their fathers, right? Their fathers. People are well known by their father's name. Oh, are you what's his name, son? That's awesome. But grandchildren, I'm almost ready for that stage. I'm done with the child stage. I just have to change a massive diaper today. I am totally done. I can't wait until I'm just the Zadie in the household and my kids have to deal with that. Oh my gosh, that would be the absolute best. That's that. But that's the idea behind it. Grandchildren are what gives you like this chiyus that you wouldn't have had otherwise. That's the awesome part behind it. A certain compassion that's a little bit more than anything else. Lo nevel nevel sfas yasser. It's not good for a villain to have a little bit of extra language. Afkilin adiz sfas shakir. Nor should you lie if you're a nobleman. If you're a nobleman, you're a good person, why should you lie? There's no reason. Why do you have to exaggerate? We know who you are. We know you're an awesome person. You got to exaggerate to tell us you're something more than what you're not? There's no need for that. That's the idea behind it. A very, very good person does not need to say out lies or be, you know, give exaggeration and stuff like that. Pasachas Eben Chena Shochad Be'eni Ba'alav. A charming jewel is bribery in the eyes of those who have it. Akosha Yifna Skil. Wherever he turns, he is proper. He looks at it and he's like, oh, wow, that's really good. A man who accepts bribes, he thinks he's awesome and he thinks he's able to overcome it. I think I can overcome it. I'm going to be able to do something without anything. That's the problem, that he doesn't even know what's going on over here. Everybody else knows that it's nothing, but the guy who takes bribes doesn't realize whatsoever. We'll do two more. Psukim echas apeshem vakeshava, somebody who covers up sins. He looks for love as sone bedaber mafrid aluf. One who repeats something again and again separates really good leaders, people from one another. That's somebody who covers up sins. That's the problem when people speak out against each other. And we'll stop with this. Tachas garab emavin, right? Rebuke goes into a man of understanding better. Mehakos ksil mea, better than 100 hits to a fool. A fool could be hit 100 times and he still might not change. One bit of mussar can help a chacham, and that's all he needs to be able to get there from over there. That's the idea of a navon or a maven, a guy who understands what he's supposed to do over here. Awesome, guys. We'll stop with that. Edward, shkoyach, buddy. I'll see you soon.